As I was reading, though, this week, my Facebook, checking in on the Facebook, and every once in a while I have a tendency to see what's going on in the lives of my friends that don't live around here that I don't get to talk to very often, and there was a ton of people that were posting or listing things that they were thankful for, and it was fun to watch and see what different people were thankful for in different places in their life, and it kind of made me think about and reflect on some things that I was thankful for, and one of the many things on my list of Thanksgiving was that I am thankful that I am a part of a church that places a very high value on reaching out beyond the walls of this building into the community. I'm thankful for that, because there's a lot of churches out there that don't do that, and so sharing Jesus, and I'm thankful for being a part of a church that truly believes that the Great Commission was not simply just a suggestion that Jesus gave over 2,000 years ago, but it was a commandment that he had given to each and every believer to go and to share the gospel with every man, woman, and child. I'm thankful that I'm a part of a church that believes that, that doesn't just believe that, but that models that and encourages that. And sharing Jesus is an essential part of every believer's life. It's every part, every one of us that's a believer has the same job or mission, and that's to go and to share the gospel with every man, every woman, and every child. But I don't know if you realize it or not, but with that mission comes spiritual warfare. The very moment that you and I commit to share our story with someone is the very moment that we find ourselves in the heat of spiritual battle. This became very obvious to me when I moved to Davenport almost 6 years ago to plant a church. I had no idea just how serious spiritual warfare was until I decided and made a decision to plant a church and entered the front lines of the battle and began to share my faith like never before. Me and my team had a renewed fervor to share Jesus with anyone that we came in contact with. We would prayer walk through neighborhoods in hopes that somebody would be out working in their yard, having a garage sale, just walk into the car so that we could have a conversation with them. Servers at restaurants became potential members of this new church. And any opportunity that presented itself, no matter how awkward it was taken advantage of. If you were a grocery clerk, you were the checkout person at Walmart, whatever it was, you became a potential target. And what we discovered was with this renewed spiritual fervor came spiritual warfare like none of us on the team had ever experienced before. The stories that I could tell are numerous. Temptations were great amongst us. Families were attacked, and emotions were extremely high. It was in that moment that I realized that sharing one's